Chapter 23. Emma. Why couldn't my official first appearance as Carter's girlfriend be somewhere easy? Like church or the grocery store, or maybe the parking lot outside my office. Honestly, the only thing I can think of that would be more nerve-wracking would be dinner at my mother's.
Relax.
Carter laughs as he reaches across the car to shake my bouncing leg.
It's just my grandparents.
No, it's not just your grandparents, I say, mocking his calming tone. It's your grandparents. He sends me the smile he knows makes me melt.
At least it's not my parents.
As far as you know, you did tell them I'm coming, right?
Yes, they know I'm bringing my new girlfriend.
Then there's every chance your parents will be there too. He coughs in an attempt to cover his bark of laughter.
You think my parents, what, got the call last night and decided to take a last-minute flight?
They could have driven. I wiggle my phone in the air. I looked it up. Less than 5 hours in current traffic. He grabs my phone and slides it into the interior pocket of his sport coat.
My parents won't be there. Just my grandparents. Although I have no doubt Mom will require a full report from Grandpa when we leave.
That isn't making me feel better.
Sorry.
I smooth my hands down my pants, but the wrinkles pop right back in because the fabric is trapped beneath me. I finally took the basket of clothing to the dry cleaners, even though the bill made my eyes water, so I'm in one of the least constricting ensembles from the lookbook. Do I look okay?
You look amazing, but you should have worn something you're comfortable in. I told you to wear whatever you wanted.
He pauses a moment, then adds,
within reason.
I smirk because I'd call his original bluff real quick by sending him pictures of my Eeyore pajama pants. All too soon, we're pulling into his grandparents' driveway. It's a cute little house a few miles from Appleton's main square. He opens the door and walks in without knocking, dragging me behind him into a bright yellow kitchen that smells like the world's best ever bakery. I step up beside him, fingers squeezing tight enough to threaten the circulation to his hand, and freeze. Fortunately, I'm wearing a smile when my body completely decides to stop moving. He was right in that his parents are not in the room, but I was right too because they are on a video call and Carter's grandfather is pointing the phone screen right at me. At least I really hope that's Carter's parents. Two faces are squished into the screen, and in the upper corner, I can see myself, wide-eyed, smiling, and slowly trying to disappear completely into Carter's side. They start talking to each other as if looking at a picture, and I can't really blame them because I'm not moving a muscle. I don't think I'm even blinking.
Oh, look, she's darling, his mother coos. She's so short. Carter, you didn't tell us she was short.
Is that bad? Is there an expected height requirement? Is Carter blowing all their expectations of having 7.5-foot grandchildren? Carter reaches out and pulls the phone from the hand of his smiling grandfather. He turns it so that only he can be seen by his parents.
Hello, Mom, Dad. Goodbye, Mom, Dad.
He disconnects the call and slides the phone into his other interior jacket pocket. Is it healthy for him to surround himself with phone signals like that? Carter doesn't seem worried about it as he shakes his head at his grandfather.
And here I thought you wanted me to be able to keep my girlfriend.
Your grandmother thought it wasn't fair that we get to meet her before they did.
The old woman swats the man on the back of the head with a kitchen towel as she moves toward the oven.
Don't go telling stories now.
He just chuckles as he smooths down the back of his hair.
Come in, come in.
He turns to lead us deeper into the house, then stops to look over his shoulder.
The people in town call me Maddox, but this one calls me Grandpa. You're free to take your pick.
I've never had anyone to call Grandpa. Mom's father died when she was a teenager. And while I'm sure my father had parents at some point, I've never even met him, much less them. I try the word out in my mind, but it doesn't feel right. Thank you for inviting me, Maddox. You have a lovely home. That should probably have been said to the grandmother. Not that I believe the woman makes the home. I mean, Carter is clearly the better decorator of the two of us. But she is the one with the kitchen towel at hand, and they are several generations older. You too, Mrs. These are Carter's mother's parents, so their last name wouldn't be Anderson. I can hardly call her Mrs. Maddox. Or maybe I can?
Gloria, dear, you can call me Gloria.
She offers me a sweet smile.
Dinner will be ready in 15 minutes.
Come, have a seat,
Maddox calls. Carter and I settle around a dining table that looks old enough it'd probably be considered an antique. I bet Maddox and Gloria bought it new, though. If I lean right, I can see into a living room that looks straight out of the 1980s, aside from a high-tech television on the wall. I think I spy an entire basket of remotes as well. There's a voice-activated home automation tower on the counter and a fairly modern laptop next to it. It would seem Carter's distaste for most things technical wasn't learned in this home.
Carter tells me you work with computers.
Maddox glances from me to the laptop. Yes, sir. Oh, please, no. Don't do it. Don't ask. Because I'll have to say yes, and I'm really not that good at tech support beyond turning things off and back on again.
You see that computer?
He points to the laptop. Carter groans.
Ugh, Grandpa, are you trying to embarrass me?
Okay, maybe I do want to hear this after all. Yes, sir?
It's got a problem, and I was wondering if you could fix it for me.
Only Carter's utter dismay is keeping me curious instead of resigned. I can try.
It's the email, you see?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do anything with that one.
Yeah, I can't seem to get emails from my grandson. Everything else comes through, but nothing from him.
I can't stop the giggle as I lean against Carter's hunched shoulders. Aw, are you not contacting your grandfather, honey? The look he sends me says he is very much aware that this is the first time I've called him by a pet name, but he doesn't acknowledge it further as he speaks to his grandfather.
I send you a text every day.
That's for things like Wordle scores and seeing if Gloria needs anything from the grocery store. You don't share life through texts.
Maddox points a slightly crooked finger in my direction.
Just ask your girl. She'll tell you.
My face absolutely flushes with heat, as Carter almost folds in half laughing.
Aw, now, don't tell me you let him get away with just sending you a little text. You let me know if he needs to call more. I could still take him out to the woodshed.
My makeup is going to melt. I'm going to have to change my entire wardrobe to go with my now permanently red face. And I'm going to need a new boyfriend, because I think Carter is laughing so hard he's forgotten how to breathe. Fortunately, the evening continues with just as much laughter, but far less embarrassment. Maddox can't convince Carter to relinquish his phone back to him, so he snags Gloria's and keeps it with him at the table. Every now and then he slips it into his lap, stares at it a moment, then puts it back on the table. The seventh time he does this, right after I've answered Gloria's question about where I went to college, Carter sighs.
Do I even want to know? Just getting with the times and doing a little texting. To who? Your mom.
I slap my hands over my mouth because it wasn't actually a your mom joke, even if Maddox had the tone and timing completely right. Carter glances at me but quickly looks away, the corner of his mouth twitching.
Why are you texting her?
Because you disconnected the video call. She feels left out.
I know this should all feel weird and awkward, and Carter is probably going to apologize 17 times on the way home. But the truth is, I like it. It's real and caring, and after this night, I don't know how in the world I'm ever going to take my boyfriend home to meet my mother.